Do we have two appointments?
Correct.
Three?
Two appointments.
Did we have any suggestions from the board? Did you see any?
Is it a three-year term or two-year term, or do you guys know?
That's what I was trying to look at, these.
I guess
it'd be a three-year term, yeah. Looking at Leanne's. And I move to appoint Bill Wally, effective January 1st, 2020, to December 31st, 2022. You think it's a four-year term?
Yeah, it's 1-1 of 19 to 12-31 of 22 for both Leanne and David.
Which one was you looking at then?
Both Leanne and David. So it would be a 20 to 23.
19, 20, 21, 22. Yeah, you're right. I made my motion to make the dates of Bill Wally to serve on the senior board from January 1st, 2020 to December 31st, 2023.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Mr. Jackie Adams to the Senior Citizens Board starting 1-1 of 2020 through 12-31 of 2023.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Rockaway Beach Amendment to Intergovernmental Agreement. Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility Capital Improvement Project Change Order Number 1.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
The City of Rockaway Beach is requesting the approval of an amendment to the above reference funding agreement. This amendment, if approved, will provide an additional $121,813.40 to the project, bringing the total project cost to $2,007,498.40. The amendment also establishes a new agreement termination date of June 30th, 2020, thus extending the original funding agreement termination date an additional 90 days. The city is requesting this amendment to address the additional improvements to the project as outlined in Exhibit A attached to the amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement document and identified as Project Change Order Number 1. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on December 9th, 2019. A copy of this funding agreement was sent to an attorney representing the County Commission who has approved the document as to form. This request meets the criteria in determining the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the Sewer Sales Tax Funding Agreement Program.
This is the one that's already brought to us.
Yes, sir.
You guys have any other questions on it?
No. I do have the attorney's letter dated November 13, 2019.
If no questions, I move to approve the amended funding agreement between the City of Rockaway intergovernmental funding agreement for the Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Fund Capital Improvements Project Change Order Number 1.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You might want to have that toe x-rayed. You might want to have that toe x-rayed.
Yeah.
They'll just put a splint on it.
Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning, I'll start with the erroneous assessment abatements. Abatement numbers 205-874 through 205-876. On 205-874, per taxpayer, residents, and addition were removed prior to 2019. On 205-875, taxpayer purchased after nightly rental letters were sent out, corrected value to minimum 10% commercial. And on 205-876, taxpayer called thinking residential area was incorrect, remeasured, and made the corrections.
On a normal tax bill, if the customer buys a property and didn't have a chance to go through BOE, then that gives them the right to apply to the State Tax Commission. Is that different policy on the nightly rental? They didn't purchase it till after BOE time.
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
We've never done that before. I mean, the commission's always ruled on those.
If they purchase it after the deadline, then if it's nightly rental on January 1st of that year, and then they purchase it after BOE having a chance, or they didn't get the letter because they didn't own it then.
Right.
So is it the office policy then to change it from... Or are we saying that it was not nightly rental on January 1st of that year?
I see what you're saying now. I believe in the past, if it's been into the year very far, we've changed it to whatever the new owner has. So, you know, if it was late in the year that they bought it, then we probably wouldn't do that. But if it was earlier in the year, it's been our practice. They purchased this, it appears in June 12th.
They bought it in June.
Yeah.
And then on the court order 205-876, taxpayer called thinking the residence area was incorrect. So we measured, and we found out we had mismeasured.
Correct.
Okay.
It had to do with the basement, which we can't see.
Mm-hmm.
We guess, and in this case, we guessed more finished basement than there was.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
questions on it?
No.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 12/16/2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next set of abatements are personal property pay abatements. And these are abatement numbers 300-316 and 300-317. On 300-316, the 2008 Chrysler did not auto-depreciate for 2018 tax year. The taxpayer was charged $2,660, and it was only supposed to be a $200 assessment on it. And they're asking for a refund. On 300-317, incorrectly assessed leased vehicle.
Supposed to be a part of the Honda lease. You guys have any questions on that?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 12/16/2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have today. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Insurance update from Connell Insurance, property and liability.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning to everyone. I forwarded out last week to you guys an update on where we were at, and Travelers had not been able to present a bid yet due to the inspection that we had on the jail and the timeliness on some things there. So now they have released the bid, and I got you guys all emailed, as well as Don and I have reviewed this as well. I gave you on the left side there a summary page, which is what was sent to you by email as well. And I wanted to just again put in there that I did go back to MOPERM last week, telling them that I anticipated that their price increase and rates were going to be higher than what we were going to see in the rest of the market, giving them an opportunity because you've had a good history with them and been very loyal with them. But also Travelers, and I gotta say, usually on a county, the jail and the sheriff's office are the main exposures for large claims, and the jail inspection that we waited on patiently to get done went extremely well. I actually went on the tour as well and can compliment Taney County in that it's doing a very good job with their jail. Hence, Travelers has presented a bid that is substantially lower there as the underlined area, roughly about a 21% savings. It's also given you a two-year lockdown on the rate, which you don't get with your current carrier as well. We also had an alternative bid with Tokio Marine HCC, which we have other accounts with both of these carriers. And both of them are solid A-plus rated carriers that do municipals or tax districts day in and day out. Travelers, as an example, is the largest rider in the United States. So quality-wise, I believe it is there for you. The main thing that's difficult in matching these up is the deductibles, because you have so many liabilities involved, usually around five to six different types of liability, and